I will ask you one question in the beginning, that will any of you like that he has got a very expensive car, a Mercedes or a BMW or some other car, it's your car, and would you like that it gets stolen? Will any of you like it? I ask you all a question. I'm surprised that nobody likes that the car gets stolen. My car, if it's your car, maybe because it's expensive. Okay, if it's a cheap car then, let's say it's a Skoda that you own, a broken down Skoda. Would you like it to be stolen then? No? Okay, let's take a second hand car then. And the value is, say, £200. So now you don't mind if it gets stolen. It's good to get rid of it. No, you won't like if your car's stolen. Amazing. A Jeep, weird people. Weird thinking. Okay, let's say it's a cycle then, a bicycle. Second-hand bicycle. It's yours. Will you like it to get stolen? No? Okay. You don't even like that. Okay, let's say, for example, you've got a shop, and in your shop, you're sending paan and other things you're selling. Would you like that somebody comes, a person, public member, and maybe he steals a pen from your shop? Would you like it? Of course. You won't like it at all? You'll run after that person, the thief? Is it quickly, thief, 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 grab him, he's stolen a pen, £1 pen. He's stolen. Will you feel pain? Will you grab that person? Will you run after that person? Subhanallah. So it's a very good basis and understanding of what, isn't it? What's the reason for this? Why don't we like it that all of these things get stolen, our possession? The reason is muhabbat. The reason is that we have love with the things in the world, in the dunya. It doesn't have to be expensive. It's just that we have an attraction or a link or a connection, and the person, his heart, it owns that thing. How much qadr we have, given the example, and you've given the answer, that even a pen we will not want, that a second-hand bicycle we won't want for it to happen. So this is our standard of life. But the surprising thing here in comparison is that what is much more valuable and expensive than these things, one item, and we say that if things get stolen from our shop or our items and our personal lives, is that we have love for these things and we think, oh, I've got a loss, my car's going to get stolen, my pen's got stolen, or from my shop these items were stolen, the stock, we have love for this, and we'll have loss and physical loss, and maybe I'll go home, the man came to my shop and he stole a pen from my shop and I ran after him, I grabbed him and I called the police. Isn't it? But there's something that is much more valuable, over and over valuable than these things that we have. How valuable is this thing? How precious is that? And what is this? Which Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq, and that is good deeds, good actions. One good deed. One good deed, the value of a good deed, a good action is this, my friends, that on the Day of Judgment, you will find out the value of one good deed. It's a very famous hadith that you've heard many times over. That the one deed, a person, he won't be able to go into paradise because he is short of one good deed. Yeah? What's a good deed? If I just take this thing out of the way, that's one good deed. I'll get the thawab. Or is there anything, one piece of dirt on the floor? And I say, oh, this is Allah's home. This is a good chance. Let's pick up this dirt or this thread or this twig or something, a piece of wood, and I pick it up and put it in my pocket. Oh, is this not a good deed? This is a good deed. Might seem insignificant. And how valuable is this? This one good deed I can bargain with and purchase and go into paradise in the hereafter. Isn't it? This is the hadith. So how valuable is one good deed? Even if it's a small deed. Will the cycle take me into Jannah? No. Will my Mercedes car take me? No. Will my car? Will my house? Will my palace? No. But in comparison, one good deed will take me into paradise. One good deed. What is the value? So much value that we're talking about a bicycle here. And the whole of the world, the kingdoms of the world put to one side and put a good deed on the other side. The deed will be weightier, heavier. And a person will say on the Day of Judgment, I take my kingdoms, my presidentship, my leadership, my wealth, my money, all my houses, my wealth, my money, Allah, take everything. Allah, please let me do one good deed now so I can go into paradise. Allah will say, no. Time is up. Time's up. So we don't like that some of our items in the world get stolen or taken. No one of us likes this. Nobody said, yeah, I want my things to be stolen. Did anybody say yes? No? Even if it's not you, we'll say, no, I don't want it to be stolen. At least I can get some money for scrap metal. Even then we'll lock it and protect it. Even if it's a cheap banger, we'll persevere with it, we'll preserve it so we can sell it as scrap. But here, Allah gives us the tawfiq. We have difficulty, but we get the tawfiq to do a good deed. Brothers, look how far you've come from. You've left your lives, and Allah has given you fadl and karam and mercy that He's allowed us to come together here. And for example, there's so many millions and millions of rewards, millions and billions of deeds you will earn while you're sitting here. You cannot, there are countless, infinite, eternal, never-ending rewards you will take from it. And you haven't thought about it before you come, but ajib, that we think, Allah, you'll give me so much, so many rewards. We just thought, wow, let's go and sit and do dhikr and listen to, you know, the bayan. But if we think for 5 minutes and think that this much money and wealth I'm going to earn today, so much mal of the akhirah I'm going to earn in this majlis today, that I cannot even imagine. My banks in the hereafter will fill up. The banks, the scales, the angels will get tired and exhausted of writing the rewards that we're going to earn from this majlis. Is this a small thing that you're going to recite today? That you've not come here to recite the Gita? Or have you come here to study some course? Huh? These are the kalimats you've come to recite that Allah's revealed in the Quran, and they are beloved to Allah. Such azim verses, Ismul Azam, Allah Ta'ala's termed them as, that their true reward we don't even know. If I sit down for an hour, I'm going to repeat these verses, I don't know what I'm earning. I don't know. So much immense, massive, massive, million, trillions, 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 trillions of good deeds you're going to earn from this majlis when you leave this door. And the car, oh, let's lock it and protect and garage it. Have you ever thought that what you're earning and taking from here, you're going to protect it? Let's be honest, nobody thinks about this. That today I've earned so much, trillions. Allah gave me the tawfiq to come to the majlis and earn, and I've done the action of remembering Allah. Allah's mercy on us, He's allowed us to come. Now what do I do? The rest of my life, I don't know how short is my life. What's going to happen? We should say this to ourselves. We are human beings. We're not animals, are we? That we don't have brain. Allah Ta'ala has given us sense and intellect. We should know what is our status. What is objective? We're not foolish, mad people. We're living here just in the wilderness. We should think, I was sat in Allah's home, and Allah Ta'ala prepared for me His home. Allah Ta'ala put the lights on. I'm sitting, a woman sitting, I'm sitting at home. There's so much sin going on around me. I could be wasting my time. Allah's prepared for me. And all the kalimats I'm reciting, and those people are in the masjid reciting, and I'm miles away through the mic, through the speaker, I'm listening. The sister should think. And she should think, there's so many rewards I'm going to earn. Those in the masjid are earning this, and I'm listening miles away, and I'm earning the same. Have we ever thought that such a great earning we're doing today, that we're earning today? If I go to my shop and all my earnings all day long, my takeover, my turnover, my sale, a few £100, like one brother said recently, mashallah, my business is running very good, you know. I start 3 a.m. and until 3 p.m. and my shop's running good. I got so many customers asking me, he makes thousands a day. And imagine when he takes the cash, how he would have locked it into the security box and protected the money with his own body. And he's sitting at that man. He will have protected, because what's selling those items? But he wanted the mal, the cash, how he protected the money in his bag and in his pocket. And he's looking left and right. No one's looking at me while I'm going home, because it's the money, the cash. He wants to protect it. So don't we know about this reward? The iman, will that cash help me? Will the cash, that's just here, I'll go home, okay, fine, I've made some money, if I get a chance, I'll spend it in the way of deen. Maybe, okay, let's go to the extreme case, I'll buy some clothes and eat some good food. How much will I spend the money? Well, I'll buy a house. But these deeds that no normal person gets, 1, 2, 3, I can count how many people are sat here. This is a small masjid, maybe it's full. It's a small masjid. So is this the amount of Muslims in Bolton today? Tell me, there must be more Muslims living in this locality. There are. But this is kamal and miracle that me and you, Allah's allowed us, Allah's karam and grace and mercy. We should be immensely grateful that Allah, you have given us untold great deeds we are earning now. So many deeds. If I die now, Allah, my hisab kitab, I will not be able to succeed. But I've recited such kalimat today that I'll go direct flying into paradise. And this is the reality, that with this status we will leave this gathering, that the angels will be proud on the heavens, they will mention our names. Allah will sit in His own gathering and He will call our names and do dhikr of our names. That these people are in the gathering. Is this not happening right now? Life? It's happening now. By saying this, we recite these kalamats and we do dhikr, and mashallah, we'll leave the doors with enjoyment and pride, and the angels will be proud. They'll be envious. They'll go to Allah in the heavens and say, Allah, these men, they recited your name today. They did your dhikr. And in the heavens, the gathering will be existent. This is not fiction. Alhamdulillah, this has happened with you who Allah Ta'ala has seated here. It's happening right now. It's a fact. How much life has passed before us? Tell me. How many years and decades? There's a seal with the date I'm going to die. And we all. And after having such a great reward, who cares that should I stay alive or not? Rather, we should say, Allah, allow us to depart from the world. We've been given the stamp of forgiveness. I don't want to make any more sins. Maybe I can't do nafil anymore. Maybe I can't come to your house again, Allah. And you're saying this to yourself. There's pain in my leg. I might get a headache. I might become disabled. I might not be able to practice again. I might not be able to come to the masjid again. Maybe my heart will go towards something else, get away from the deen. The person in the shop can think, oh, tomorrow 3 a.m. I'll come again and I'll learn again tomorrow. And I'll earn money, I'll give an order for stock and I'll sell it. But deen is such a thing, brothers, the majlis, maybe the masjid will be shut. Then what will we do? Then where will we go to do Allah's dhikr? We can't sit on the pavement, can we? So this is Allah's great mercy and favor and grace that today we have a chance and opportunity that we don't have words to describe. How can we be grateful to Allah for today, for sitting down now? Wallah, I tell you, this is the truth. Such a valuable and immeasurable wealth we've got. And make one promise before I carry on talking. Now brothers, when for the hereafter we earn a good deed, then promise to yourself in your heart that Allah, millions and millions of stages, levels, just like I run after and protect the money, the wealth of the world, Allah, I'm going to protect my good deed. Will you make this promise? Say inshallah. Inshallah. It takes 1 minute. 1 minute. And this is how we waste that. As soon as we leave this gathering, we waste. By the time we get home, walk home, instead of protecting and preserving our good deed, we waste them and we'll start to bring sins into our life. This is our life story. Think for a few moments, our life story. We're listening in our ears. We've said something. The women are listening. The women folk, the sisters are listening at home after the majlis ends. Rather than protecting and looking after our good deeds, in a second, we waste our good deeds. And on top of that, we start sinning. We start sinning. And the angels are shocked. Are these the same people who just remembered Allah now? They were just in the masjid. They'll say, well, Allah saw this person in the mosque. What's he doing now? Where's he going now? What has happened to this person? That is this something small is that in the dunya? Millions and millions of people. There are many people who have not got these deeds, Allah, that they've just earned. And they're throwing it away in the bin. Is this not the case? So, and how do we waste our good deeds? Ourselves with our own hands, with our own bodies, and without any reason, we throw away our deeds. As Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a hadith I will narrate to you. This is narrated in Mishqat and possibly in Sahih al-Bukhari. Listen carefully that how we waste our good deeds. It's not hard to throw away the good deeds. We learn this. As Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iyakum hasada. Listen to this hadith. إياكم حسد فإن الحسد تأكم حسنات. سبحان الله. حسد, save yourself from حسد, said Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Envy. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Save yourself from envy, being envious of others. That the good deeds you have earned, millions and billions and trillions, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, يَعْقُلُوا. That hasad, envy, what will it do? It will eat. It will eat all of your good deeds. It will gobble them up and you won't even know. And how? How will it eat them up? Rasulullah gave the example. فَإِنَّ تَأْكُلُ تَأْكُلُ النَّارَ. That just like the dry wood, if you put it into the fire, it crackles and burns and wastes away. The sign of the wood disappears. And hasad, envy, is such an action that it will totally clear away the line of your good deeds and gobble them up. Has he not done it? I go here, I do dhikr, I just leave the masjid and I see a person. My friends have come in different cars. Haven't they nice cars? And they look like Sufis and the angels are with us. As soon as we leave the masjid, I see another brother's car. Whose car is this? That brother's car? Oh, his car, how did he get this car? He's a fraudster. How did he get that car? And all of your rewards you waste away there and then. Do we not do this when we see other people? We pray Jummah, leave the masjid. Big deed. Jummah, once in a week comes, doesn't it? Jummah, we leave the masjid after Jummah. Different people have different cars, different libas, clothes. And the person's got a nice ring. You look at his ring. Oh, where did you get that from? Where did you buy this ring from, brother?
And that's it. You're jealous and envious of that person. You waste away your good deeds. Hasad. Envy. It eats and devours the deeds, just like the dry wood is burnt by the fire and the fire gobbles up the wood. All of the good deeds within a second, we waste them away due to hasad. And this is such a disease, my brothers, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world, and He's not kept everyone on the same level of status. You are poor, I am rich, I have a house, you don't have a house. I've got four children, you have four daughters, I have a son, you have a daughter. And this is the nizam of the dunya. One person's an alim, one isn't an alim. One's jahil, one's a hafiz of Quran. One is illiterate, one's educated. One is rich, one is poor. Allah Ta'ala says, one is beautiful, one is not beautiful. One is young, one is old, one is ill. One is energetic, powerful. Everyone's living in a different way. This is Allah's hikmah. The cycle of life, the cycle of the world. Allah Ta'ala says, tested humans in different ways in this world. And earning paradise is not easy, is it? Allah Ta'ala says, stay alert. Alert. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Bashir. He came to teach us, Iyyakum hasad. The hasad is such a sin that was in the previous nations. It will go inside you. These are the words of the hadith. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the hasad will enter you just like cold. It enters into your skin and makes you shudder. You have to wrap yourself with a blanket or with warm clothes and jumpers and coats. In the same way, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, hasad will enter inside you. And all of your amal, the deeds you will implement, good, big deeds, they will be tossed away and gobbled up by the hasad. There's another hadith is stated, Rasulullah said that your deen will be wrangled. You understand? Wrangled. One is to shave the hair, and the other one is like, you know, the head is totally clean, bald. So hasad will make your deen bald. Totally bald. It will wipe away all of your deeds. Hasad is such a dangerous action that it will make your deen bald. It will wipe away the name of deen from your life. And we are walking around big headed. I've done this amal, this action, I'm a worshipper, I've done this, but we have forgotten that how much hasad have I got in my heart against other people. Hasad, why did I have hasad inside me? Why am I envious of other people? And we do hasad in the masjids, in majlis, in gatherings, during dhikr we do hasad against other people. We look at each other, shaitan spreads the evil of hasad, of envy. We don't realize that I'm doing hasad against somebody else or with somebody else. I don't realize. This is how strong it's been. Another hadith, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that shall I tell you that the enemy of the rewards of Allah, look at the severe words the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used, that do you know what is the enemy of Allah's rewards? And the Sahaba said, oh Rasulullah, who? And Rasulullah said, the man who is envious of others, the man and woman who are envious of others. So if you do hasad, oh his house is like this, and your heart katak, oh he's got a big house, his car's so nice, how did he get this car? And he's got this many sons, and they're all earning, and my son, he's bone idle, and oh, they're all married, and my children aren't married, oh a good partner has given a hand in marriage to this person, and I haven't got this. This is the system of life. And every footstep, a person has hasad, and introduces us to the world, in the home, in the family, amongst family, amongst relatives, there's hasad. Amongst colleagues and friends and peers and ulama, scholars, murids, students, there's hasad existent between people, wasting away our deeds. So how dangerous is this sin? We need to do true tawbah, honest repentance. We need to control our heart, just like we've earned this good deed. First thing we need to do after implementing good deeds, and we should think in our mind positive, that what did Rasulullah SAW say? That what will waste away my good deeds? Because we haven't done these good deeds for a week, that as long as that time passes before death, we need to protect our deeds and say that we are going to present these deeds to Allah. I have to present this dhikr of tonight. Allah, you made me do dhikr that night. I have recited these kalamats. Allah want the rewards for these things. So we have to protect and keep secure. So this is very, very big disease, my friends, my colleagues. Such a big disease that Allah Ta'ala says that there's ajeeb adab of Allah, punishment. If a person is a hasid, a woman, a man, a brother or sister, what happens? Number one, that when if I'm a hasid, that thing I'm jealous about against the other person, envious, not jealous, envious about, and I'm burning inside. Do you think after burning inside you will attain that same thing? No, you will not get that thing. If you can get it, then maybe there's a purpose of being envious, but we don't get it. So envy is such an illness. A person's immersed in such an envy and sin that it's never ending. Loss, it eats away inside you like the wood that burns. So a person who is a hasid, his health will never be good. Never will he be healthy and positive. Why? Because it's eating him inside. The loss of that item that he's envious about is eating him. So this is the first punishment. Allah Ta'ala says the person who is envious, he will never have health and vitality. He will never be mentally good. Inside him he has a feeling of deep negative and loss. Oh, I've got nothing. Oh, he's got this. Oh, he's richer. High, 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 high. And he lives his life upon high, high. So Allah says, I give you the first azab in this world, that your loss and grief will never end. Your loss and grief, well, you look at that person, that woman, this man, and your envy never ends. It multiplies and gets worse. And this is the first punishment of envy. And there's a bigger punishment than this. That the person who is a hasid, who is envious of another person, Allah says, I'm displeased with that person forever. Allahu Akbar. Imagine you die in that state. Imagine you die. On every footstep, there's in business, in employment, in transactions, ilm, knowledge, tasawwuf. There's no place in the world where a person is free from the danger of hasad. The first destruction that occurred, the first destruction was what? Shaitan, he instilled hasad into Adam alayhi salam. Didn't he? He instilled hasad. He's taken the numbers, he was this and I was this and etc. And hasad was there. Envy. Shaitan played his trick. And then from hasad, another action comes about. Allah Ta'ala says it multiplies. So it brings another result. From hasad, Allah Ta'ala is displeased. And on top of that, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that He doesn't give tawfiq to that individual to do good deeds. So should we do hasad? Hasad, tawbah, tawbah, astaghfirullah. Don't put your hands in hasad. Envy. Allah says, I am displeased, and on top of that, that woman, that man, that brother, that sister, from that time will never be able to do good deeds. Allah closes the doors for good deeds for those people. Chutti. Open holiday. Allah Ta'ala says, so, will you see people? Can you see people? But he won't be able to do a good deed. Intentionally. Can you see he's reading Quran? But in reality, he's not reading Quran. Because Allah said it. Physically, maybe, but the disease that's revolving within him, rotating, he's still burning in his hasad. In his envy. He might be reading Quran by force, or by habit, or doing sujood, by habit to show people, or doing taqreer, or speech. But the hasad that's inside him, Allah Ta'ala says, I will finish off your tawfiq for you to earn goodness and reward from this deed. And after that, Allah Ta'ala says, on top of this, with the hasad, there's another azab that he earns, or she earns. That fitna and fasad will come into that person's life. Fitna, problems, difficulties, and challenges will come to that person's life. And this is the last verse of the Quran, isn't it? Allah says, Min shari hasidin idha hasad. In the one of the latter surahs, that Allah save me from hasad, from the envy. Allahu Akbar, fasad. The person will be immersed in fasad and trials. He doesn't get what he wants. He starts to burn. The envy increases. Then he has enmity with that person. He becomes an enemy of that person. Then he tries. Then let me finish off that thing that person's got. Because when you're envious of somebody, and you can't get that thing, you try to diminish that person's status, finish his secretaryship, finish his presidentship, prime ministership, or he sits at that seat, I'm going to make him do something so he loses that seat, or he gives taqreer speech, I'm going to destroy his status, or his dhikr, I'm going to destroy his dhikr, or his ibadah, or his majlis, and he makes plans. Then Allah Ta'ala says he creates more evil in his life. Then he plans and plots against that person who he's got the hasad against, who he's burning against. That how can I diminish this reward for this person? Then his planning increases physically. Allah says, I increase his disease. What a bad disease, hasad, envy. And increases. And then the enmity, he's not exposed. It's inside, the fire is burning. Then he plans and plots, and he gets other people to help him. And he shows that I'm not your enemy. He says, no, this man's bad. You know he's not a good person. You know he's wrong. But rather he's burning inside against that person. And his special qualities, that the good qualities that person's got, he's burning against them. What does Allah Ta'ala do on the other hand? That Allah Ta'ala says that while he's burning inside, Allah Ta'ala increases the good qualities of that person who he's got hasad against. Subhanallah. Amazing. Allah Ta'ala says, I increase the qualities and the piety of that person who he's envious against. Allah says, more customers come to your shop. He says, more customers are coming. More he burns inside. More he's destroyed inside. To this point, his ears, his mouth, they go red, his lips, his ears are red, his face, when he sees that person he's envious against. He can't bear it, he can't withstand it, can he? He doesn't like that person who he's envious against. Then he goes towards facade, physical, then he plots and plans. Oh, I'm going to burn his shop down. Oh, I'm going to destroy his car. Oh, let me put his car on fire. Do you not see cars that are set on fire? Do our houses not set on fire? Does this not happen in the world? This is all due to hasad, envy. And as it increases, then he says, oh, let me kill him. Let me murder him. And then he comes to the position of murder. And Allah Ta'ala makes him murder that person.
Severe sin. So my brothers, this is a severe sin, very dangerous disease. And this Allah says, La iyakum hasada. Rasulullah says, save yourself from hasad, from envy, and protect your deeds. Don't be a hasad. That Allah Ta'ala keeps everyone happy in a good way, in a good position, in a nice way. That we shouldn't have any feel of grief or loss. No. Don't go against a person in feelings. What's the cure? What's the cure for hasad? And we should do this. Implement the cure, because shaitan will attack us. He will make you do this sin of envy. So the solution is, if I see someone's got something good and I feel the envy inside, a negative feeling, straight away what should I do? I should straight away, if I'm in the masjid wherever I'm, first I pray 2 rak'ah nafl, and for that person I do dua, Allah, this thing that I've seen in this person that I felt envy, Allah, give him better than this, Allah, give him better than this, give him more than this. Aha. And 40 days do dua for that person. This is a big disease. So how many days? 40 days do dua for that person you've got envy against. At least minimum 40 days for that item, that Allah, I'm envious of this person and you've given this person, give him more. Allah, give him more. Then tell me, Allah, give him more. Give him more. It'll be hard for the hasid to say this, isn't it? Remember this. This is the solution, the cure, I tell you. And when your heart is happy and you start saying, Allah, give him more, Allah, give him more, then bring sweet and say, brother, embrace that brother you got envy against and say, here, brother, bought some sweets for you. I like you. Then Allah will say that thing you had envy against and you were burning inside and you prayed for that person, Allah, give him more. Allah says, I will give you then better than that thing. Very quickly you will get that car as well. Very quickly you'll get that car, my brothers. My brothers, this is the cure. We should implement this. Whenever you have hasad against somebody, you see it's a dangerous disease and sin. There's no guarantee. I have not got hasad, or you. We can all be falling in this trap. All of us, me and you included. So it's not the work of a Sufi to look at a person and his items. A Zakir, he doesn't look around at houses and assets and cars. He doesn't like the things of the dunya. He doesn't have that design want. Let me explain to you one more thing in passing, that there's a little bit of a difference here. One is the rashk, one is the envy, and one is the, you can say, pride. Yeah, so there's a difference here. A positive envy and jealousy. If there's somebody is giving sadqah, spending money, what is hasad? To be jealous against that person, your heart burning. And rashk, to be proud of that person. Allah, give him more mal and give me as well, Allah, so I can spend like him. Look, Allah, how good a person he is. You've selected him, Allah. He's pious, he's a good person, and you've made him a good person, a pious person. He's doing these good deeds. Allah, give me as well. So he give him more as well, Allah, and give me so I can copy him. A person is going on umrah upon umrah. You embrace him, say, Allah, he's going on umrah, mashallah, give him more umrah, give him more money. And Allah, let me go as well. And be happy when you say this, I'm Mubarak, my friend, you're going, and do dua for me so I can go. There's a difference. Because in your heart you have happiness and you are feeling good for that person. One is rashk, and feeling good for that person, and the pride for that person. You will not burn in this. You see somebody's building nice big house, you say, mashallah, brother, Allah's given you his grace and mercy, he's given you so much, mashallah, nice house you got. You must do a good deed that Allah's given you these rewards, that you are beloved to Allah. Allah's given you asset and wealth and he's given you reward. May Allah give me as well, may Allah give me this blessing as well, so I can also do good for the sake of the deen. I'm dirty, I'm an impure, I'm a sinner, thing like this. So do dua first for that person and then say, Allah, give me as well. This is positivity. So Allah Ta'ala in this condition will give to that person as well who has the positivity in his heart. In the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum, they had positive envy amongst each other. Never had burning jealousy. No. They felt pride and positive envy for each other. They were envious of each other positively. So we should be the same. That mashallah, this brother is an alim. Allah's given him scholarship. His heart is open. He's wa ilm. Allah, make me such an alim. Give me ilm so I can read Quran nicely with the meaning. And I can become a hafiz. I can memorize my hifz. Look at his son. He's an alim. Oh Allah, make my children alim as well. Allah, make them pious and scholars. These are good du'as. Good du'as. If you're asking Allah, make me the same as well, so I can do this. And I saw this person, he's like this. Allah, make me the same as well. There's a difference here, isn't it? So this is a different thing. And jealousy with burning envy is a different thing. So these are the two opposites. We have to weigh this and measure this and understand this. So when you have hasad and burning envy, then straight away pay attention. Allah, give that person more. Allah, give him more, until 40 days don't end. And your heart doesn't cool. And the fire doesn't come out of your heart. The Allah, the envy that was burning in the corner of my heart, you will feel it. The coolness will come from Allah in your heart. The coolness, your heart will be cool from inside. MashaAllah, first class, healthy. Then you'll feel after a few days that that thing is about to come to you. Your items you're envious of will come into your life. Allah will give you something you like, you're envious against. Allah says, okay, I'll give to you as well. MashaAllah. So this is, may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and understanding. The first point is do dua, that Allah Ta'ala saves us from this dangerous disease. May Allah protect us
protect us. And we need to be very cautious. The start in the beginning, I said to you that when Allah Ta'ala gives you the fortune of good deeds, then don't think good deeds are minor. Understand this could be my last good deed. Be very careful, cautious, and with ease that don't let me waste this good deed, Allah. When you leave the majlis, you've come now to the majlis, you will get billions and trillions. There's countless rewards now. Today you will get and earn. But at this moment, we need to be very careful. Don't backbite against anybody. Don't look badly at somebody with the evil eye. Sit down quietly in your car and don't go home straight away. Rather go where? Go into your room, your prayer room in the house. Wind down spiritually. Then go and mingle. Do maraqabah, do dhikr of Allah, read Durood Sharif. Cool yourself, wind down spiritual first class. We recommend when you know that I've got the reward, I've protected it. Allah Ta'ala, they've reached to you. Then go, mashallah, and say, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala, go and have coffee, tea, biscuits, and do sugar to Allah. Then go to sleep with ease. And in the morning, get ready for tahajjud. Then come back to dhikr in the morning again. With Allah's tawfiq, and then you get the rewards again. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.